Sister Jean is going to be a bobblehead. Tell me what she's going to look like.
Yeah, so she's going to be standing up holding a basketball with her Loyola jacket and signature scarf, and have a big smile on her face because the Ramblers are headed to the Elite Eight and hopefully Final Four.
And so what's the criteria to make someone a bobblehead? So how did you decide? What made you decide that Sister Jean should become one?
Yeah, well, they say, you know, once you have a bobblehead, you know you've made it. So, you know, Sister Jean, this is actually her second bobblehead. Loyola honored her with one that was given away in 2011 and 2015, and nobody can get their hands on those. They've been selling for over $300 on eBay. So we reached out to Loyola when we heard they were interested in doing another one, and we were able to work with them to make a new Sister Jean bobblehead so people around the country and world can have a Sister Jean bobblehead.
Is that unprecedented to have a bobblehead made for you three times?
You know, it is unique for a sister, for a nun, or for, you know, any person. You know, there's some, obviously, you know, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and, you know, celebrities like that have several bobbleheads, but, you know, for the average person, it definitely is pretty unique.
And so if people want to get their hands on one, how do they do it?
Yeah, so on our website, store.bobbleheadhall.com, that's the source for where you can go get them and pre-order them. They're going into production now, and we'll be getting them out as fast as we can so people can have Sister Jean there for them.
How much do they cost?
Yeah, they're $25 each, and shipping is a flat rate of $8.
Okay, and do you know what was her reaction when she found out that she was going to be a bobblehead again?
She was excited, I know, from what I've heard, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet her and give her her bobblehead in person. And she was excited, too, because a portion of the sale from each one benefits the Loyola Athletic Fund and also the Sisters of Charity, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So two things that she's, you know, very close to and has supported for a long time.